G'day, Mike Hussey here, but you can call me Mr. Supercoach. KFC Supercoach BBL is back and there's 25 grand up for grabs. So what are you waiting for? Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.
Stumps here around the nation. Jordan Kanellis and Bryce McGain with you as we chat Sheffield Shield, we chat WBBL, and we spoke to Andrew McGlashan before, who gave us a bit of an update on what's happening up in New South Wales. Now time to talk about what's happening down in Victoria. There have been two WBBL matches involving the Stars and the Renegades on this evening. Bryce McGain is alongside me. Bryce, you saw the Melbourne Stars and the Hobart Hurricanes earlier today, and that's where we'll start with David Hemp, their head coach. Hello, David. How are you?
Hey, Jordan. All good, thank you.
How'd you find tonight's performance against the Hobart Hurricanes? Not the result you were hoping for, but what did you take out of the match tonight?
Oh, yeah, obviously a loss is a loss, so which you're never happy with. But I mean, there's certainly some positive to take from today with both bat and ball, but doesn't get away from the fact we've got to be better in certain areas if we're to certainly get the results that we want.
Yeah, Hempy, the Hobart batted first. You won the toss and actually put them in. They ended up with 5 for 164. What was your thinking about batting second?
I think, look, you know the service is good at the Junction Oval. It's, you know, if you get it can be hard to defend. So, I mean, for us, that was our sort of plan. Yep. We wanted to sort of put them under pressure to set a target. We thought one around that 140, 145 was sort of a par score. We were on track for that. They just finished exceptionally well. They probably finished with 20 too many, which as it turns out was a difference in the game. But you know, they're one of their players at the back end, got 46 off 18 balls, as you would have seen. So that was, the defining moment for them. But that going up into that stage, that sort of last 36 balls, we felt in a really good position. And 140 would have been about right. And we certainly would have backed ourselves to chase that. So that's the thing. I would say it was more an execution thing. They'd say that she struck the ball very well, triumph from South Africa, but we just didn't execute well enough, unfortunately.
Yeah, you mentioned that. They scored 65 off the last five overs. That'd certainly be, and that was really the difference between the two sides. An impressive debut, though, for Tess Flintoff. She was fantastic. Yeah. Two great overs for only 9 runs and then came out with a bat in a difficult circumstance. She was 34 off 22 balls.
Yeah, obviously really pleased for her. Obviously first game, especially the age. So again, just shows that we have got depth in young players in this state. And the fact that she's, year 11, come out and playing with confidence at that age. I should say she doesn't look out of place at all. So it's really pleasing from our point of view that someone who hasn't been around the group a lot, even from a state perspective, because of obviously school commitments, that she's able to come in and look very comfortable and very much at home. So really pleased for her. If you look at the way she constructed her innings, it was about getting up and down the wicket, running well, being smart with her boundary options when she took those on. So to show that at such a young age is certainly very pleasing for us looking forward.
Dave, how do you coach a player like that? 16 years old, she's up against or playing alongside even Australian international players, foreign international players as well, and she's coming in and batting late in the innings and making some runs. How do you sort of guide her into that situation?
I encourage her to watch. She doesn't say a lot. She's quite quiet, so she actually she's very observant. So she watches a lot of the behaviours of the other players. So just encourage her to keep doing that, but also to for me, it's more around, right, what do you need to do to get yourself ready? So it's trying to get her to think about her game or any of these young players at a younger age. So they're not being directed by coaching staff. We want them to grow as much as possible because at the end of the day, they've actually got to go out and perform in the middle. But with her, the hard thing with the school girls that we had three in the program, or certainly across both the Victorian program and in the Stars, squad of 15, is that they're all at school. So that's Annabelle Southern year 12, Lucy Cripps year 12, and Tess a year under. And it is difficult because the less time you have with them, the less time you have to. And you don't want to keep telling them how to play. You want them to sort of learn how to play. So that's finding that balance is the challenge. But look, she's a quick learner. And as you've seen today, she's also confident. She's got a quiet confidence, which is nice.
Hebby, just before we let you go, how do we bounce back for tomorrow? You take on the same team again at the same venue. What's the plan of attack for that?
I think, look, we're just halfway through our review meetings at the moment. And, there's positive take from it. We know that we didn't execute well, and that's at the back end. We know that we batted. We got a 27th last over with two of our top players getting out first ball. So to get that close, lose by 20, but two of your top, your top batters didn't get going at all. And at the 100 ball mark, they brought the 100 up after off 90 balls. We were off 86. So there's, from a batting perspective, we know that we've got the side to chase down targets of 160 plus. Yes, you need things to roll with you in terms of that, but we know we've got the players in the game to do that. So the key thing is today is gone and done. Reviewing your plans against the certain bowlers, you had a look at them today. We know how they're going to bowl. We know the field they're going to set. So that should set us up from a batting point of view. And we know with the ball, it's just more around the execution. I think the plans were actually fine. We're really good in the field. Some outstanding individual performances in the field. Good run out, very good running catch. So we're pleased with that aspect. It's more with a slight execution that didn't go well enough for the back end of the innings. And also then with the bat, making sure that we review our individual plans against certain bowlers.
David, pleasure talking to you tonight. We'll speak again over the course of the season.
That's brilliant. Thanks, Bryce.
David Hemp there from Melbourne Stars, the coach of the Women's Big Bash League team. We cross now from the Stars to the Renegades, and Carl Sandry, the assistant coach at the Renegades, has joined us here on Stumps. Carl, not the result you were hoping for earlier today. You took on the Adelaide Strikers at the same time the Stars were on, but ended up losing by 6 wickets to the Strikers. You batted first, made 117, probably a low score really over in the scheme of things. What were your main takeaways from the match today against the Strikers?
Yeah, unfortunately, it seems like it hasn't been a great day for the Melbourne team since we got the WBBL, but that's okay. It's nice and early. Not good, but look, they had a great power play with the ball and they just strangled us. So we just couldn't. We had one boundary in the power play, and as you would know in T23, that just sort of set us back a little bit. And from there, we were chasing our tails really the whole game. And Jess Duffin did well and Josie Dooley to get us back in it. Jess Duffin played very well through the middle of the innings, but as I said, their bowlers were very professional and very clinical and just didn't give us a chance really to get back in the contest.
And some genuine household names at the top of their bowling, Shute and Devine. Very, very talented players at the very highest level.
Yeah, well, you look at Shute, Devine, Stefani Taylor, Sarah Coyton, Amanda Wellington. That's a high-quality bowling attack. And as I said, they stuck to their guns and their plans paid off today. And as I said, from the good start, they consolidated through the middle. And we tried. We did well. We had a little bit going on there in the middle, but we just couldn't finish it off there.
Some good talent at the top. Sorry, Carl. Some good talent at the top of your order, though, as well. You look at Danny White and Tammy Beaumont, both English international players. Didn't quite make the runs today, just the one and the two runs, respectively. But what's it been like to work with them so far through pre-season? And I think we're all expecting big things from them throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. With Molyneux White and Tammy Beaumont in our top three, that's a very experienced and youthful top three with plenty of runs in them. And as I said, it wasn't their day today. But as is the case with T20, I'm looking forward to when they get away. We're expecting exciting things. And they've been great to work with. They always trying to improve themselves and get more out of themselves. So, as I said, as you know, sometimes you have your days and they didn't have their day today and it all happened on the one day. But hopefully tomorrow the new day brings with it some runs for them, boundaries and runs.
Absolutely. Good luck to tomorrow as well against the Strikers once again.
Thanks very much.
Carl Sandry there, the assistant coach at the Melbourne Renegades Women's Big Bash team. This is Stumps, Jordan Canellis and Bryce McGain with you. We'll come back and wrap things up from the international scene after this around the country.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.